The tax shortfall has ballooned to a staggering 833 billion rupees in the first 10 months of the fiscal year, despite the government imposing record additional taxes and reducing refunds. Pakistan's tax chief, Rashid Langrial, as Pakistan's tax chief Rashid Langrial warned that the new budget will also challenging in terms of achieving targets. The shortfall exceeded the limit set by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, by over 190 billion rupees. Last month, the IMF acknowledged that the annual target of 12.97 trillion rupees was unattainable, and subsequently revised it. Only in the month of April, the government added around 139 billion rupees in tax shortfall, breaching commitment to the IMF that the shortfall against the original annual target will not be more than 640 billion rupees. The Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, provisionally collected 9.3 trillion rupees in taxes till end of April, falling short of the target by 833 billion rupees, according to its provisional figures. The collection was still around 27% or 1.95 trillion rupees higher than the previous fiscal year, but not enough to stay on track. In terms of collecting taxes, this and the next fiscal year will be tough, admitted the chairman Fiber before the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance on Wednesday. He further said that this would leave little space for giving any relief in taxes in the budget. But we are reducing taxes on the salaried class in the budget, said Chairman Fiber without disclosing the quantum of relief. As of the end of March, the salaried class paid a record 391 billion rupees in taxes, which were 56% or 140 billion rupees more than the last year and 1,420% higher than the taxes paid by the traders. The fiber sustained a whopping 833 billion rupee shortfalls, despite putting 1.3 trillion rupees additional burdens in the last budget, and it even did not spare the milk, despite Pakistan being a nutrition-deficient nation. The Pakistan Dairy Association, PDA, the representative body of packaged milk producers, on Wednesday, sought the intervention of the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance to reduce the 18% sales tax on packaged milk that increased prices by up to 70 rupees per liter. The PDA demanded to reduce the tax to 5%, but the chairman Fiber said that the IMF generally does not allow a reduction in sales tax rate, but the government will consider the proposal in the budget. The standing committee recommended reducing the sales tax on packaged milk, as it was the highest tax rate on milk in the world. There has been overemphasis on increasing taxes, which has shifted the focus away from growing expenditures that are increasing at 24% pace during the current fiscal year, despite low single-digit inflation. The Prime Minister has doubled the size of his cabinet, added more departments in an already bloated size of the government, and approved to increase salaries of the cabinet members.